Okay, our topic this year is why study the Old Testament. Got several speakers, several topics about the Old Testament. And I'm going to just give sort of an idea. So I'm going to take about 10 minutes and then we'll look at our time. A scripture that was used last night at the Chapel Hill was Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. In Genesis 1 and 26, and God said, let us, I want to stress the word us, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created him, male and female created he them. We know that in the book of John that it tells us that Christ was there in the beginning. And as we look at the let us make man in our image, you think of Jesus. And you hear people talk about how the earth is millions or billions of years old. All these scientists. From my estimation, it's somewhere around 4,000 or 5,000 years old, according to Bible standards. In Galatians 3 and 24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. So the law was our schoolmaster. It is, you know, part of how we got to where we are today. At Antioch on Sunday afternoons, we do an Old Testament chapter. We're doing book by book. And we're learning a lot. And what the Bible does teach us is we're no longer under the old covenant or the old law. But we must study the Old Testament. Romans 15 and 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Those things in the Old Testament were written for our learning. First Corinthians 10 and 11, now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. You know, we've got the do's and don'ts in the New Testament. You've got the do's and the don'ts in the Old Testament. And a lot of the don'ts in the Old Testament are really in the New Testament as well. You know, he said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And that's part of the Ten Commandment law, but we still follow those things today. You know, they were examples. So as Christians, we must study both the Old and New Testament. 2 Timothy 3 and 16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. It doesn't say just the New Testament. It says all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, that we may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. He says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. 2 Peter 1 and 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Called us through knowledge of him. Second Peter 1 and 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and the virtue knowledge. So studying the Old Testament helps us to grow. It helps us to grow spiritually. In Acts 8, Philip was told to attach himself to a chariot. And in verse 27, and he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Reading Isaiah, what we call 53, we know the Bible wasn't written in chapters. Isaiah 53. What did a lot of these guys have to use to teach Jesus? They had the Old Testament. Matthew 7 and 7. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Acts 17 and 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily. What? How did they learn about Jesus except word of mouth before the New Testament was written? A lot of prophecies, and I've done 2 or 3 lessons on prophecies. How did they learn? It is through the Old Testament. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and men, not a few. The Old Testament teaches us about Jesus. It also teaches us about our origin. Do we want to believe that we came from some amoeba that generated over all these years? Or do we like the idea that God took dirt and he created man? So it's very important. You know, we've got different topics from Joseph to, you know, just different people in the Old Bible and how they came about doing what they needed to do.